I think that the challenge was the one student who, I mean, I was frightened because he was, he'd sit in the front of the class. He was very tall. He wore all black and these kind of jack boots, you know, these big heavy black boots, and his head was shaved, and he would glare at me through the entire lecture. And so it was really difficult. That was the most difficult quarter. And I did handle, I handled it, as I told you, in terms of his essay. And I would not ignore him in class, but I wouldn't let him dominate the class either. And so I would always, in that case, too, it was a lot of misunderstanding in the reading. And so it's really difficult when people are accusing you of being, you know, reverse racist or whatever, or being, you know, promoting homosexuality, and it's like they just don't get the reading. And so they're not, it's like that's not what the reading is really about. Let's look at the reading. And if they don't understand the reading and then they're making accusations, it's really difficult. I had another incident when I was teaching at the University of Pittsburgh, and I was teaching a course on work, but I included a film on called Ethnic Notions. And the reason I included that film is because it's a historical account of how African Americans are depicted in our culture. And the reason I showed it was because I wanted to show how it links to discrimination in the workplace. So I had a student from Africa who read the material, and I had two students who were African-American, all women, who had not read or understood the material and who had not been in class, and they just jumped all over me for being a racist. And so I explained twice, this is what I'm doing, this is how it links to what we're reading, what does this have to do with work? And I'm like, well, it has everything to do with discrimination. And here's what goes on with employers, and here's the historical roots of that. So the success there, or the good news there, was that they just weren't going to let it go. And the woman who is from Africa said, if you would have been here and done the reading, you'd understand this. And she got it. She got what I was doing. And so that was another challenging situation. And I don't know if, I mean, I think they still walked away angry, but I think they just weren't understanding the connection that was being made. And, you know, and I tried my best to explain it. And sometimes you're just not going to get through. But it's always good to have a student who speaks up and says, this is what she's trying to say. Don't you get that? It's really great when a student will do that. And that was the good. That was a good experience. Another good experience was when the male, the Latino male in my class on gender said, this is all about compulsory heterosexuality. I thought, whoa, it's so wonderful when that comes from a male perspective, because so often women talk about this, and so often LGBT people in the community talk about this. And, you know, so for that to come from a heterosexual male was fabulous, who I found out later his wife was very feminist, but so it didn't hurt. But that was a really good experience when they reflect back to me that there is this understanding and that they're applying it in some way to their own lives. That's a really good experience.